This place is a mess! Geez!
There was just a break-in, Miss Elliot.
Yeah, but they could have been neater about it. This is real wasteful.
They were pirates. I think they were more concerned with how lenient it would be to dimension hop through here than if the strawberry jam stayed in its place.
Oh, foo! It's still a waste!
That boy ain't royal.
Kiera! Sorry, I didn't notice you coming over.
Nah, it's fine. Here, you drop this. How's cleanup?
Really slow, honestly. But it's getting there. The customers were okay. There weren't a lot here anyway.
Yeah, that's a good thing for sure.
So, how did interrogation go?
Make it sound like I was torturing the guy.
We can never be quite sure what you do in your free time. You have a serial killer look about you.
Thanks, BB. Anyway, it went fine. Got what I needed. Turns out they just thought it'd be an easy heist.
And it wasn't. We totally rocked it. But I wish you guys had, you know, not killed anyone.
Can't do much about it now, Elliot. Kinda said and done. Though it was mostly Kennedy.
He was an idiot! Is he doing alright?
Oh no, haven't been to the free space back in storage yet. I think he'll be okay though.
He got shot, Kiera!
Yeah, I know. But seriously, don't stress. He's a tough dude.
Yes, he is, and that is very good for him.
How is he?
Much better than before, but I'm still not certain about a few things.
Like? Is it something major?
No, it's just... Do you know if he's had any major injuries in the past, specifically in his legs?
Oh, I don't really know. Sorry. Why? Is something wrong?
Nothing I couldn't fix. It just made me wonder. Both legs had bones that had healed incorrectly in some way or another. Now, again, in this day and age, I can easily fix something like that. I was just curious as to who helped him with his legs. An awful, awful job was done on them, I'm guessing. And why he didn't contact me sooner about it.
Shit, yeah, that sounds painful.
He's really stubborn, so that's probably why. He didn't seem too bothered by it?
I can't see why he wouldn't be. It wasn't too serious, but generally healing incorrectly can cause multiple issues with muscles and just general placement. It's more than likely he had a bit of pain.
As I said, he's stupidly stubborn.
Well, I advise you tell him not to be when he wakes up. Now, I'm certain he'll be fine, he just lost a bit of blood, but make sure he rests. He can't be on his legs for the next day or so. Not too long. I'm sure he'll survive. Lots of liquids will help him regain blood faster as well. Something with electrolytes is good.
Yeah, I'll be sure to enforce it all.
Perfect. Now I must be off. Oswin needs me, I'm sure. She generally always does. Do not tell her I was here, by the way. She would have a fit.
Don't worry, we won't.
We know how much she hates us.
Good. Do tell me how he feels when he comes back to the land of the living. Goodbye now.
Jesus. How the hell did he break his leg? And when? He didn't feel the need to tell us about it?
He actually did tell me. It's kind of a personal thing for him, you know? And it didn't happen while y'all were here. I wouldn't worry about it. Though, I didn't know it healed incorrectly.
And that's okay? The dude fucking sucks at self-care, and now I have proof of it.
Well, yeah. He said he bandaged it himself.
He can fight. Heal himself, not so much.
Basically. I'm glad he's okay, though. I was worried.
I could tell. Maggie said he's unconscious right now, but you could probably stop by later. Just wait a little bit, I gotta reprimand him about some shit.
Noted. Don't be too harsh on him, though.
I'll try, I promise. I'll help you clean up in a bit, okay? Promise, I feel bad leaving it all to you.
Oh, don't worry about it. But I would appreciate the help if you have time.
Good, great. So, I'll see you later or something. Good luck.
Probably won't need it, but thanks. The gem goes here, and this goes here, and then ouch! Broken glass? Seriously? I thought I got all of that. Ow! Man, I don't even know if we have bandages.
It's highly likely they're somewhere, Miss Elliot.
Well, yeah, but still.
Doing okay there, Elliot?
Ah! Don't sneak up on me like that.
Sorry, too good an opportunity. Can I interest you in some medical supplies? I'll give you a good deal.
No, I'd rather just use a paper towel.
Worth a try. I suppose I can give you something for free. You did keep my area intact in the basement. So, would you like some gossip along with your bandage? I do have some.
Okay, I'll bite. How much?
Free for you! Don't fret! Of course, it does relate to our line of business directly, so I hardly want to make money off of it. Kennedy did tell me that you were wondering about the various attacks that have happened, and he asked so politely that I tell you.
Ah! So you actually know about it?
Of course! And before you ask, I just have my ways, and made inquiries to the right people. Moving right along, it's nothing you should be worried about. The HA is having trouble with that new group. You know, the one obsessed with how the end of all days is coming. Goodness, they even have the edgiest name. Harbingers of the End, I think. Really, it's cliche.
And what about the dimensions they've lost contact with? Anything on that?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to dig anything on that up. Apparently, it's top secret. Now, that doesn't mean I won't dig a little more, but it will take a while, so I wouldn't expect much.
Do you think they could be right?
Hmm?
The group you just mentioned. The end is coming, and all that. Do you think they're right?
Oh goodness, no, I don't. Certainly not. Honestly, it's a dumb idea. Do I think something's happening? Yes. Do I think it's the end of all days? No. Generally, I'm inclined to believe in sane theories and stuff of the like, but even in the multi-dimensional world we live in, I can't force myself to be led to the conclusion that dimensions are just collapsing. Now, entrances to dimensions can be closed completely. With effort, mind you. I remember Dre doing such a few years back, actually, when their new product went south. Oh, do you remember that, the game Dimension?
No, actually.
Oh, it was simply delightful. Quite the marketing scheme, if I do say so myself. Now, the whole pull was to take things like video games, challenges, game shows, all of that good stuff, and using some unstable technology, creating a universe that could create its own new laws to allow customers to experience such it for themselves. It was all the rage, but the technology was deemed too dangerous, which it was, but it's such a shame, and there were multiple customer deaths. Ah, the headlines were good around the time. Personally, my favorite was Mother of Three Gets Eaten by Zombie.
That's interesting. How does it connect to this, though?
I'm getting to that, don't you worry. Anyway, teens being teens, they still went to the dimension, and, can you guess the outcome? Got killed by the AI system there. A mortal person couldn't run the games, and the AI for some reason wasn't shut down, so there were oodles of problems. Really, quite the disaster. Now, what's the best way to stop teens from getting into a building they're not supposed to?
You lock them out?
Yes! So, therefore, the HA swooped in all their fake golden glory and shut down all entrances to the dimension. No going in or out. It can't be accessed or connected with any longer, and no one has figured out how to undo such a thing. See, we have the lock, and the ability to lock it, but not the key needed to unlock it.
I'm still not seeing the connection.
The beauty of the situation, my dear, is the HA are the ones that aren't telling me what's going on. Now, the connection here is that dimensions have been shut down before, and it's been done by them, which makes for quite the conspiracy. Now, that's just my outlook on it. Excuse the long-winded explanation. It just gets me so excited.
So, you think the HA is doing this? But why?
Now that I don't know, I'll admit. I intend to find out soon. Nothing a little bribery and blackmail can't do, you know?
Gosh, when you say things like that, it really makes me wonder how you got hired, Eugene.
Yeah. Oh, you. Kennedy picked me up in Dimension 89. I stole his keys. And then...
Oh, don't you say it.
His heart.
Oh my god.
Ah, yeah, that was good. Oh, speaking of which, do you know where my angrier half would happen to be? I'm not sure what you all deem appropriate to put him in as he recovers.
He's in one of the empty storage rooms, I think.
Good, I'm worried about my little Peach. He gets bruised very easily, you know.
Please stop.
Unfortunately, I cannot. You know what they say about people in love.
You're all really, really mushy? All the time?
Well, yes, that's one way to put it. Now, I have my sweet pea to go reprimand for being dumb. I do hope the information I offered helps ease your nerves.
It really didn't.
I did what I could. Bye now. Be more careful.
The swindler is disgustingly affectionate.
Generally, yeah. Surprised you didn't say anything.
I was not feeling inclined to.
What? You scared of him beating you up, BB?
Hardly, Miss Elliot.
You totally are.
Ugh.
Anyway, what do you think of Eugene's explanations?
Outright unbelievable. The HA is about the most respectable organization. If something important was going on, they would certainly tell one of their own establishments.
To be fair, they kinda dislike us.
My point still stands.
I guess. They might be onto something, though.
Of course. My guess is drugs.
BB! Also, it'd be on drugs, not on two drugs.
Either way, they're delusional. The HA would never...
Sure. Well, we'll see.
If we're still alive.
Don't be so morbid.
It's simply part of my charm.
It can't be part of your charm if you aren't charming at all.
Truly, I'm wounded.
Shush! You're being annoying on purpose.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Not at all.
Oh, sure you wouldn't.
You really should bandage that wound of yours.
Changing the topic, huh? Typical!
Me? Changing the topic? Never.
Stop denying everything, BB.
As Mr. Lacey would say, make me.
Sometimes I wonder why they didn't make you with an off switch.
Well, as of the moment, I am your only source of social interaction.
Humph! I could go find someone.
But you won't.
Why not, huh?
Because you hate bothering them.
I hate you.
You claim that sometimes, but I never quite believe you.
Really, I do. Kennedy's totally right about you.
And you keep me around anyway. Suspicious.
Fine. I like you. A little.
I will take what I can get.
Well, we better be getting to the rest of the store. This aisle is pretty neat.
I was just saying that I think I could be into a beefy space pirate. That's all. No need to shame me.
Unfortunately, everything you say is worthy of some sort of shame.
Oh, now that's just hurtful. You know what else is hurtful?
Oh, God.
Getting stabbed through the chest with a high-tech knife. That's right, folks. An HA agent got to die before I did, and I am super bummed out.
This isn't the point of the story, Terry.
It isn't, but it should be. Anyway, that guy is super dead, and we're super sure it was the government.
It isn't...
Government. Totally the government.
Good God, please stop coming up with conspiracies on air. And what government even? There isn't just one.
The government.
Terry, there is more than one. If you're going to be ridiculous, be specific.
This is homophobia.
What? How?
I don't like this, and I'm gay.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening to the 6th episode of Death at a Low Price. This is our first time doing credits, but I'd like to thank the voice actors who worked on this project, who can be found on the cast page, as well as the music crew, who can also be found on the cast page. Also to our Patreon donors, who are our budget, and we could not actually put anything on Podbean or iTunes without them. The next episode will be uploaded whenever, because we have no set schedule and are a bunch of dorks. And, yeah. Bonus content for the next few weeks will probably include more Q&As and a few short stories, including Jeremy's Day Out, which is obviously about Jeremy, with appearance from Icarus and other such characters. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you have a great day or night, depending on where you are in the world.